Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody, to the Late Show. Up here, down there. You're very kind. What beautiful people. Everybody, welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the Late Show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert. It's Thanksgiving Eve.
That's right.
The busiest travel day of the year. So hello, wherever you're watching this, whether it's on the TV at Terminal B Chili's 2 or on your phone after hitching a ride on the back of a truck full of chicken grates. And if you're on the road, you're not alone, because a recent survey reports 55 million American adults plan to travel for Thanksgiving. And is this true? I'm being told that every single one of them is in the boarding group ahead of you. So many folks are flying that nearly 8 million passengers are expected to fly just on American Airlines, while Spirit Airlines reports similar numbers being asked to get out and push. There you go. To streamline the security process, the TSA put out some guidelines about which Thanksgiving dishes you are or are not allowed to carry on the plane, saying turkey is generally okay on the condition that it's cooked. Oh, yeah, of course, a long ride in a pressurized cabin at 30,000 feet is perfect for anyone who likes turkey but wondered, is there any way to make it drier? This comes out in a powdered form. As for alcoholic beverages, the TSA is way ahead of you. They clarified that booze needs to be checked. Their official blog sassily writes, check yo bottles in yo check bags, adding, thank goodness for Chardonnay and so many bottles of wine, so little time. Hey, TSA, are you okay? Is everything okay? Is this the reason you're always checking our liquids and feeling our cracks? Now, when it comes to the sides, the fixins, as we say, the TSA will let you carry on green beans, yams, and even mac and cheese, while gravy, of course, will have to travel by boat. Really? Thank you. I was halvesy on that one myself. Thank you. Speaking of sides, in a survey sponsored by the good folks at Ocean Spray, 83% of people say they believe it's not even Thanksgiving without cranberry sauce. Well, yeah, it's a Thanksgiving essential. It goes turkey, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, drunk Aunt Janice saying something about how she remembers when women used to be women. Thank heavens for Chardonnay. There were some disagreements on which version of cranberry sauce is best. Only 21% of people said they were on Team Homemade, while the rest were team non-Euclidean plasma tube molded into forever ridges. Yes, I love it. Slip it out there. For the canned cranberry lovers, 15% said they'd be willing to get a tattoo in honor of their cranberry sauce choice. That same 15% said they started drinking Thanksgiving wine last week. This year, people's relationship to food at Thanksgiving may be a little bit different thanks to new weight loss drugs like Ozempic, which cause you to lose your appetite. And some Ozempic users are wondering whether they should tell family members that they're on the medication to avoid hurting feelings with their smaller appetites. Oh, absolutely tell them, because in America, it is rude to leave the Thanksgiving table alive. Plus, under your own power, at least. Plus, if you tell your family you're on Ozempic, they'll know you were lying when you said you lost the weight the old-fashioned way. Cocaine. But think twice. Think twice before skipping your weekly Ozempic dose, because doctors warn that when people restart their doses, they can experience more intense side effects like nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea that undermine the pleasure of any food. Speak for yourself. Some of us love Taco Bell. Of course, while joking, we joke. Of course, some of the side effects are more intense than others. Check out this headline, Ozempic burned off my genitals. Okay. That's one side effect that's going to be hard to hide at the end of a pharmaceutical commercial.
Side effects may include nausea, upset stomach, burning off your genitals, abdominal pain. No, seriously, you'll be smooth down there like a Ken doll. Headaches, blurred vision, which you'll welcome because you won't have to look down at the smoldering crater where your junk used to be. And dry mouth. So ask your doctor about...
My genitals! Why did I take the medicine before I read the list?
But you look fantastic. But you look... It's also Thanksgiving over on the Fox News, and they have a festive tradition over there, and it's blaming everything on Joe Biden. Check out former Congressman Jason Chaffetz griping about poultry prices.
We went to go buy a turkey today. It was $90 for a turkey. The price of stamps is up 32% in the last 4 years, but it's all a choice by Joe Biden.
That's right. That's right. Thanks to Joe Biden's greed, it's even more expensive than ever to buy a raw turkey, cover it in stamps, and send it to a relative. Thanks a lot, Joe. Now, I have no doubt. I have no reason to doubt Jason Chaffetz other than the fact that I've met him. But according to the latest data from the Department of Agriculture, the average cost of a frozen turkey is $1.25 a pound. Okay, so if Jason Chaffetz spent $90 at $1.25 a pound, that means he must have gotten a 72-pound turkey. Jason, that wasn't a turkey you put in the oven. For the love of God, where's your niece?
Come on.
One thing I'm really looking forward to tomorrow is the annual Thanksgiving Day Parade here in New York. Right there on the CBS, which will be covered live right here on CBS, hosted by my dear old friends Kevin Frazier and Kelty Knight. What's up, KK? The parade has cooked up a lot of new stuff this year. For instance, the classic Snoopy balloon is getting a makeover. In related news, Garfield got yassified. Let's take a look. Here's original Snoopy, and here's the glow-up. He's Beagle Scout Snoopy, and he now has a giant hat equivalent to the length of 17 beagles. Now, for those of you who don't know the metric system, it's 6 beagles to the Labradoodle. Carry the Chihuahua. We'll also see in this parade a new spin on the Pillsbury Doughboy. Last year, he was all smiles. This year, he looks deeply worried. That's not good, because when he gets depressed, he binge-eats himself. There are also some new balloon characters that I definitely have heard of, like Migration's Uncle Dan, seen here getting it on with a hoagie. And it's not just balloons. There's also some new floats this year, including the deliciously delectable World of Wonder inspired by the upcoming film Wonka. Not to be outdone, there's also a balloon recreating a famous moment in Oppenheimer. I am become ass, destroyer of Naugahyde. In non-Thanksgiving news, yes, there's some non-Thanksgiving news out there. According to a new study, magicians are less prone to mental health challenges than other creatives, which is fascinating. Evidently, magicians have kept their secrets to surprising sanity to themselves for years. But that's all changing right now, thanks to our latest sponsor, Jim.
Are you depressed, anxious, or just stuck? Reach out to someone who understands mental health.
Chris Angel!
Mind Shrink!
Don't let the weight of the world crush you. Let
a steamroller in Las Vegas crush you!
Mind Shrink!
You don't have to suffer alone, because Mind Shrink will go to dinner with you
and choke in front of you and then pull a napkin out of his neck hole!
Gross! Mind Shrink!
Chris Angel is available 24 hours a day by video or seance and accepts Medicare and Blue Cross Blue Freak, so you can rise above your mental health challenges.
Chris Angel's Mind Shrink, because it takes a magician to make your mental illness disappear.
We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Peter Dinklage.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning actor you know from The Station Agent, Game of Thrones, and Cyrano. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Peter Dinklage. I see him. Thanks for being here.
Right on.
Yeah, there you go. People Great. Love them some Dinklage.
Yeah.
America runs Dinklage. On Dinklage.
America wants the Dinklage.
We haven't been able to have such a glitterati as you on for a while because of the SAG strike.
Yeah.
So glad that's over. It was a great deal, but also... Now we can speak freely about your new film, The Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I'll bite. Are you a songbird or a snake? And what is the difference?
I'm not sure. But my character is named High Bottom.
That is, I would love a high bottom. That would be wonderful.
Barkeep, another high bottom for me and my friends. I'm not.
Who is he?
He is me. We are all the high bottom. We all need to high bottom, and I hope we are all high bottoming right now. He's the dean. He created the Hunger Games.
Oh, it's his idea.
Yes, his brainchild. But what he created is quite awful. All right, fans of the Hunger Games.
They're high bottom fans.
You guys are high bottoming tonight. So it's what we call in the trades a prequel. So you don't need to see the other movies, or perhaps it'll inspire you to see the films already made. But he created it, and now the genie's out of the bottle, and he realizes what he's done is horrible, so he likes to intoxicate himself to cover the pain up.
We have a clip here of you as Dean Highbottom. Do you know what we need to know about this?
Yeah, I'm just being mad.
At the guy who eventually becomes President Snow,
he becomes,
right?
For all the... fans, he becomes Tom Blythe, who plays Coriolanus Snow, later becomes Donald Sutherland, the head of the whole thing.
Wow. James.
Proud, I see. Like your father. Yes, he and I were best friends. Once. Enlighten me, Mr. Snow. What are your plans after these games?
I hope to go on to the university, sir. Naturally.
And if you fail to win the plinth prize, what then?
We'd pay the tuition, of course.
Look at you. Your makeshift shirt and your too tight shoes, trying desperately to fit in when I know the Snows don't have a pot to piss in. Good luck with that poor little songbird.
Don't seem like that nice of a guy. You don't seem like that nice of a guy.
I'm really not. I'm like a fashion judge.
Because they still have the thing. Do they still do all that stuff like they do in the Hunger Games with all the fashion and stuff like that?
Yeah,
they do.
It's like a Cold War version of it. More of like a, yeah. We filmed in Berlin, which is beautiful, and we.
Oh, I've never been.
Oh, it's beautiful. But we used a lot of the old architecture of the city, and because it's a fascist world, the Hunger Games. So,
yes. Oh, you know, that would be strange to live someplace where people were interested in fascism. That would be so
bizarre. Fascist.
What?
Fashion and fascism. Two different things.
But fascists have great fashion sense.
They
the high boots, and the wide
just
collars.
Never be fascist with your fashion. Yeah.
Now, Berlin.
Little wordplay.
Yes. Berlin seems like a fun town. What's to do in Berlin? Did you enjoy it?
I did very much.
Did you party? Is it party town?
I used to party. I don't party much anymore.
What do you do now?
Oh, man. Well, I found this park. I would go on my days off whenever all the young people were out probably partying. And I would, I trained this bird.
You trained a bird?
Yeah, well.
A wild bird?
Yes, I think he was pre-trained.
Are we talking a pigeon?
No.
An actual bird.
It was like a German bird.
An eagle? What are we talking here? A duck? No, give me a range. How big?
It was like a chickadee, but not a chickadee.
That did not help at all. So there's a bunch of young people in this film. Right?
Probably out in the audience, too.
Yes. So, and you're a little younger than I am.
Yeah.
You're a few years younger than I am. Do you enjoy being around the young people? Because I don't care for it. We have a lot of young people who work here, and I go, please keep them out of my sight. Yeah.
Well, they're just, they just have so much ahead of them.
Yeah. And they have energy.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm reading this David Bowie BBC collected interviews that he did. God rest David Bowie, the god. But he always said, which I take great comfort in, I'm not afraid of getting older with the wrinkles and everything, but it's just sad to have less days ahead. And when you see young people, you're like, you have so many days ahead of you.
Right.
And you're beautiful. You're just pretty.
And speaking of young and beautiful, I know you have kids. I have kids. For many years, I didn't allow them to watch what I did because look at me.
I know.
And the things that I say. But do your kids, like, have they watched your stuff? Like, are they excited that you're in a Hunger Games franchise here? They like the young adult entertainment?
No, I think it's weird when I change my facial hair. They're sort of judgmental about that type of thing. But then, because of the strike, my daughter turned to me the other day and she was like, when are you going to leave again? There's a system we have that works.
Sure. You go.
You go, and it's cool. Back at home. And we're fine.
We have to take a quick break, but don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with Peter Dinklage, everybody.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The stars of the Hunger Games and Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, Peter Dinklage. I want to talk about you as a young person for just a moment. We have, this was made available to me. This is a photograph of you in high school. Is this
actually from last week.
This is really. There you go. There you are. Brooding, goth. Like, what was your scene?
God, if I only could tell you. High hair. I wore like black velvet capes. Not in that shot, but
sure.
I fancied myself a writer. What's missing from that is my senior year quote.
What was your senior year quote?
Oh boy.
Oh.
Words are the tools of imagery in motion. Which is.
Words are the tools of imagery in motion.
Which is a quote by Sam Shepard, one of the greatest playwrights ever to have lived. But it's as a senior yearbook quote, it's pretty pretentious.
I hear that you
when
dabbled.
When I could have used like Guns N' Roses or something.
Sure. Yeah. I hear that you dabbled in Dungeons and Dragons.
I dabbled in dungeons.
Because I was a D&D guy.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I played, you know.
You weren't a DM or dungeon master.
I was never selfless enough to be a dungeon master.
Because the dungeon master
takes a lot of work and a lot of patience.
And
you have to put up with a lot of nonsense
from
the actual player characters out there.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite character that you played? Do you remember one?
No. I sort of gave it up before high school.
Oh, so you were cool.
Yeah.
Because that's when I really got into it, was high school. I started in seventh grade and it really kicked in high school.
Oh, yeah. That's what separates us.
that and the velvet cape.
Yes.
I couldn't have rocked a velvet cape.
I couldn't have either. I didn't.
Yes.
No, I think, it changed. It was like I gave up Dungeons and Dragons and wrestling.
You gave up wrestling?
Yeah, I was like a kid and you wrestled and you're
sure.
Like, that's not for me anymore. It's guys in tights and we're wrestling.
What age did they make you wrestle? Because for us,
that sounds weird.
No, they introduced like what?
They made me wrestle.
No, my
what
school,
age?
My high school was weird. But in seventh grade, they made us wrestle and they made us box. And the theory was they needed to get out like aggression. They wanted us to like unleash our aggression at each other. Like they wanted us to be more aggressive.
Did they bet on you?
What? like gladiators?
Like a fight club?
Yeah.
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 Sounds hot.
Young and beautiful.
Right.
Young
again, beautiful. Back to the beautiful.
Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to ask about Thanksgiving traditions. Everybody asks those. I just have one important question to ask you, and it's extremely important.
Okay.
And there is a wrong answer here. So no pressure. Do you call it dressing or stuffing?
Stuffing.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is in theaters now. Peter Dinklage, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.